أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. This ayat that we have been reading for a few days, this is the last part of the ayat. Allah Ta'ala started this ayat with that we should worship Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And from the beginning of the Quran Sharif, this is the first command of Allah that we should make the ibadat, we should worship Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And then the beauty of the Quran Sharif, the eloquence of the Quran Sharif, in that command of worshipping Allah, Allah gave us the reason also why we should worship Him. Because He is our Rabb. He is our creator, sustainer. He is the one that has given us everything which is in our bodies directly. And in that also we should reflect a lot that how Allah has created us. Every person we can think, the eyes that we have, who made it? Nobody has claimed it besides Allah. Our brains, our hearts, and so many things in the body, one small thing goes wrong and there's so lot of complications, etc. And then around us, the earth, the skies, the wind, the water, the rain, innumerable, the food that we eat in one little morsel that we take, how many ni'mets of Allah Ta'ala, innumerable, countless of ni'mets. So Allah gave us the command that this ibadat is to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala for all His favors which are on all human beings. And even animals, they are also enjoying the favors, and they are also, Allah Ta'ala says, that they also are engaged in the tasbih, in the worship of Allah Ta'ala in their way, in their little way. But we are responsible for the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala spelled out some of His great ni'mets, the earth that we live on, the skies which are above us, the rains that Allah sends, the fruit and food and vegetation Allah takes out for us from the ground, and in there also the great qudrat of Allah, that water which is colorless, tasteless, odorless, it falls on ground which is like dead, but it produces all types of fruit, it produces all types of vegetation, and everything that we have comes from this ground. So then now the first prohibition that in which the Quran speaks about from the beginning is that فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. When that is the case, don't سُنَا تِرَاوْ كِسِكُوا أَلَّاكِ مُقَابِلْ. Don't associate any partner to Allah Ta'ala. To disbelieve in Allah, kufr, is the greatest guna. Very similar and on the same level is shirk, that a person does believe in Allah but he associates partners with Allah Ta'ala. That Allah does things and idols also do things. And idols of the past and of other people were visible idols which they have. Like till today, Hindus, etc., many people worship actual idols. Other idols which are in our heart. That for example, a person says that this idol can do nothing which is made of pure gold. And if we have to bring that idol in the masjid, na'uzu billah, and say, worship this idol. It is made of gold and it will do all your work. Everyone will become angry and say, throw it out. But just you now melt that gold and make Kruger rands of them. And now tell everyone that this Kruger rands will do all your work for you. And then we all will fall for it. Yes, this Kruger rands will do our work for us. So these idols which have come in a new form today, in different form, whether it be in technology, whether it be in medicine, whether it be in our businesses, all these are permissible, but to believe that they do, that medicine gives shifa, that Allah also gives shifa, medicine also gives shifa, that Allah also does, my shop also does, that Allah also does, my profession also does, and without my profession, without my business, without my career, Allah can't do. Allah is in need of this business of mine. Then Allah can feed me and do my work. So that is also associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. We use the asbab, and this is that fine hair which Allah has used to distinguish between shirk and tawheed. That use all the asbab, use medicine, it's permissible 100%. Go to your shops, do your business, earn your living, job, everything. But your iman must not be on that. Your iman must be only on Allah Ta'ala. And again this comes, that what we see with our eyes, we don't believe in that. That I see medicine is giving me shifa. I see that my shop is giving me my rosy. But that what I see with my eyes, I don't believe. And what I believe, what I have in my heart, that I don't see Allah is giving me shifa. Allah is not in front of me, Allah is in the ghaib, but I believe Allah is the only curer, and He alone gives shifa. That medicine cannot cure me till Allah doesn't put cure in it. My shop cannot give me shifa until Allah Ta'ala, the shop can't give me my rosy until Allah puts rosy. Otherwise, we know how many people, they go for operations, etc., medical treatment, one little mistake or something goes wrong, and instead of getting cured, how many more complications. Our businesses are running. If Allah wants to put loss in that business, that very business that was running so well can now become the worst headache for us. So everything, so we must not associate. There is the first prohibition which Allah has given. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ or تُمْ تُجَانْتِ هُ. And with this little explanation which came in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, and you know perfectly well that Allah has got no partner. And this is what was really the distinguishing factor of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that they negated even the waters, even, and they crossed with their horses over the water. They negated the effect of poison. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, with that yaqeen that they had, he drank a whole bottle of poison and nothing happened to him. So we are far, far, far from that. But at least we should have it in our heart that Allah alone is the doer, and Allah needs nothing and nobody in order to do. And Allah can do opposite of things also. That is, we take medicine and we can get more sick. We job and we can come in more problems. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the first command of Allah, to worship Allah, and the first prohibition, that do not associate any partners with Allah Ta'ala. So then this also requires a continuous effort. Otherwise shirk also easily comes into a person. We can be talking about it, we can be hearing about it, but we don't know how much of the shirk is lurking in our hearts. So we have to make this effort. Otherwise, a person with shirk also, and he dies in this condition with shirk in him, and he was making namaz also all the time, he was making ibadat also, but there was shirk in his heart, that person is in a very serious condition when he passes away. So Allah give us this understanding, and this great Quran Allah Ta'ala has given us, let us understand it, appreciate it, and bring the teachings practically into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and we are all in desperate need of this hidayat and this guidance from Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.